Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Nobody Panic. Welcome to the Nobody Panic hairdressing salon. Tessa, how can I help you?
Hello.
She's eating a Yorkie bar.
I've just had a little bit of Yorkie bar. Today it occurred to me that what I really wanted was a Yorkie.
And you got it.
And it's so wonderful to have small dreams because they can be so easily achieved.
I remember when I was young and I had one of them little notebooks and it said like, put what a wish that you have, like three wishes. I couldn't think of three. I could only think of one. And it was, I wish for 10 dairy milk bars.
Did you ever get them?
No. No, I think I did. I think over the course of the next 2 decades, I definitely ate more than 10 dairy milk
bars.
Well,
there you go. Isn't that wonderful? My favourite Yorkie of all is the biscuit and raisin.
Mine too. That blows my mind.
Blows my mind. But they aren't often available. Am I right?
Am I right, lads? Right.
Also, the marketing of that in the 90s, no girls allowed or no birds. Do not feed the birds.
Is that what it is now?
No. They obviously stopped that because they were like, it's 2022 and we can't be doing that.
People might think it was actual birds.
It said, don't feed the birds. And so like it was like, it's not for girls. And then I obviously was like, I'll eat nothing but Yorkies.
That's what I did as well.
So right? They got us. They absolutely got us. Anyway.
You don't normally start.
You going on any holidays this year?
Very good.
There we go.
Let
me know if that is, let me know if that's too hot.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's the Tessa's, of course, talking.
What do you think of the colour?
I'm desperately trying to think of another job that could be a welder. This episode
is that
about
that's
welding.
Too hot.
What do you think of the holidays? This episode is a suggestion that we had, and it's actually a suggestion that I wrote down at 1 a.m. and then went on the Nobody Panic Twitter.
What, you thought of it yourself?
I thought of it myself.
It's nice when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah, and then Julia tweeted us. Turns out it'd probably been like 6 days earlier. I just hadn't checked the Twitter. As I prepare myself for my biannual haircut, I find myself wondering if you've ever done an ep on this. Am I alone in feeling like I'm about to sit an exam I haven't studied for? Like, how am I supposed to know whether I want layers? I'm not the expert of hair. She's right. And
it ends there. I'm not the expert of hair.
Because it's not a letter, it's a tweet.
Oh, I see. Right, sorry.
You don't have to sign off. Unlike Tessa, people don't often sign off, love Julia. Best Tessa.
This wasn't a message to us. That was simply a tweet.
Simply a tweet. To us. And I said, yeah, I'd literally written it down within the hour.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's hard. And also, if you're listening and you are a cis straight man, it's even harder for you because I don't think I've ever, I was going to say, ever bonked a man, ever had a relationship with a man where they've not had just such stress about going to the hairdressers. Is that, or like a weird element of just like, yeah, we don't talk about it. Just one day they turn up and they've got no hair. And then when you go, is that what you asked for? They just like won't look you in the eye. And they're like, yeah, it was fine. We just talked about something else. And you're like,
not to make the sweeping gender statements, but the boys get their boys' annual haircut day is such a stressful day
for everyone.
It's like taking a dog to the haircut. But it's like a dog, but it's like they just look so ashamed of what's happened to them.
And embarrassed.
And if you ask them about it, they get furious.
Yeah.
And they seem to, and this is again, like, if you yourself are a gentleman and you've never, a lady's haircut, if you've got a shaping, a bit of layering, colour, and a blow dry, you're looking upwards of £200.
100%.
And you're in there 5 hours. You know?
When I get my roots done, I have to be in there for 7 hours.
No, Stevie.
That's 100%, 7 full hours just to sit there. And also, but then like guys, it takes, I'd say, minus 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They come out before they've gone in.
Before they've gone in. As you're walking past, someone just reens out the window and snips your hair. Yeah. And then you see a sign, it'll be like, ladies,
that's what the sign says.
So excited to talk about it. Ladies, what's it called? Senior stylist.
Yes.
£250. Mm-hmm. Men's cut and wipe. £7.
A dog will do it.
A dog will do it. You know, it's just like £7.
You come in, do it yourself, and we'll pay you. Also, they never have to book in advance. So
and you just walk in.
It blows my mind. Yeah, every time the shadow gets his haircut, he just goes, I think I'll get my haircut today. And I'm like, what do you mean you think you will? Like, are you booked in? He's like, no, you'd have to book. Well, actually, we just had a conversation then because we were trying to do a Nobody Panic record and we had to cancel it because I've got my hair my hair dyeing situation happening.
The 7 hours.
7 hours. And it starts at 2. And so the colourist is like, oh, for God's sake, we're going to be there till 9. Anyway, so I can't move it. But also, I had to book it 3 months ago and I can't change it because she's not available for the succeeding 3 months.
It's wild. It's an absolute wild west out there. If you are considering a career in the hair industry, I would say go for it. It seems like there aren't
Everyone's
enough people
up for it.
And people want to pay the top draw.
May I give a recommendation that's not sponsored?
It's no, just, but you do love them.
I do love them. So I don't get my hair dyed there, but you can do. I get my hair cut at this place called Chop Chop.
It felt like you got through the first word, then you're like, what's the second word?
Well, it used to be called Chop London, but I think it's now called Chop Chop. And went in the other day, I had incredibly long hair, all the same length, hadn't had it cut for 2 years. I'd bleached it so much. I looked like I'm wearing, when I had it down, I looked like I was wearing a bad Gandalf wig. Like I was wearing a bun all the time, which means that all of it's sort of broken off because the bobble's in the same place. And when I went in and I took my hair down, he went, oh God, like that. And then and I went, what? And he went, oh, nothing. I was just thinking about something else. And then we laughed a lot because it was obviously about my hair. They turned that into a sort of like a mid-length, choppy layers and a fringe in 25 minutes, dry, no washing. It's a myth. You have to like wash your hair and have it wet. They do it dry. It was 30 quid in, out, done.
Done. And I think that is the future, isn't it?
It really is.
Because unless you... and I,
it's all genders as well. Yeah. And it's all types of hair as well. It's not just like, you know, white women. It's like anybody.
Yes, because that is a whole... and of course, we haven't got anything except our white women hair. But that is a whole huge other, you know, industry difficulties. People who won't do certain types of hair.
Or say that they can
and they can and they can't.
Badly.
All this sort of stuff. So amazing to... when you, that's the thing, why when you find a good hairdresser, you're like, hold on to them.
Tonight.
But I suppose if you're looking for just a classic cut, something nice and simple, Chop Chop.
Chop Chop.
For God's sake, do it easy. I was laughing about Gandalf is because I had just looked up this guy's name to be clear about it. Mm-hmm. Is that I once went to the hairdressers and she dyed it because I normally just get like a T-section, mm-hmm. I say, because my hair is fair, but I describe it sometimes as the colour of sadness. It's just like
it's nice.
Yeah, it's just like it's such a washed out non-colour, really.
You're blonde. You're a blonde woman.
I'm a blonde woman, but it's mousy. If the truth is, it's mousy.
But you just get like the parting and then a bit at the back. Where
yeah,
the
a T-section
is
the trunk of the T is here.
Yeah.
And we cross the T here.
At the back of the head, not the front. The head. Interesting. Okay, great.
So it goes T-section, quarter highlights, mm-hmm. half highlights, full highlights, mm-hmm. then a full dye job. Yeah. But once I said, it's really important to me that it just looks like a beachy, a little bit of a colour, a little bit of, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
have I been in the sun?
Yes. I always just say, oh, when I go in. Yes. Anyway, then she did it. It was so fair and it was all just so shockingly one colour that it looked so fake and like a wig. And then I started crying and said, I look like Thranduil, King of the Woodland Elves.
Show me.
This guy.
Yes! Look it up, Google it.
Yeah,
there
he
is. It's a Lord of the Rings character. Yes, very much so. That's kind of how I felt. And I think what you've done there is inadvertently given us the first tip, which is you have to know what you want and you can't go in and go, oop. But before we get too deep in,
of course,
we've got to pull back.
Pull back.
From Thranduil.
Yeah. Get out of the chair. Take your weird cloth off that you didn't know if you put it on back to front or forward.
Yeah.
And then put it on like a coat or put it on like a gap. You don't know.
You don't know. I don't know. Put it on my head. And we're going to do the adult thing of the week. So this is the most grown up thing we've done this week. It makes us feel good about ourselves. Tessa, what's yours?
Mine is my new and improved use of my eye calendar on my thing.
Really good.
We're
okay.
Really getting into it.
Yes, this is an ongoing process, I see, because you did have a few weeks ago that you'd sorted out your calendar, which makes me feel like you tried to, it hasn't quite worked out, but now you're still going.
We're really doing it. Anytime I think anything, it just goes on there. And then I look back over the day and I'm just like, oh, and I put all the notes in there, everything, I'm really using it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, and I realise that I have this constant low level hum of anxiety that I was just like, that's how everyone
it's
feels.
It's called living.
That's living, I guess. And I don't disagree. I think that probably is living. But it turns out that was my wizard trying to remind me of something, but he's forgotten as well.
To be clear, long-time listeners will know this. Short-time listeners, we call the voice that you have in your head going, probably later you'll regret it if you don't do that.
Yeah.
The wizard sitting on your shoulder, it's your wizard. And we often do not listen to the wizard.
No.
And when you don't listen to the wizard, then the thing happens and he goes, yeah, well, I told you so. And you go, I should have listened to my wizard.
It feels like my wizard has been constantly being like, you've forgotten something. And I've been like, nah. But it turns out he's right.
Yes.
And I have just forgotten loads of things every day.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of gone away a bit, the low-level hum, because now I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh, the hum's there. What is it today? Oh, I see. I'm supposed to be at the GP.
I've got a full show.
A full show. Oh, good Lord. I'm doing a showcase tonight, would you believe? I'm really getting into using my iCal. But what I used it for last night, which made me laugh, is that I currently have no sort of countertop in the kitchen. It's just a piece of MDF with a toaster on top.
Great.
But one day, they'll come. Maybe they'll come, please, and put a countertop on. So while I wait for the countertop, it's just got this MDF. It has got, I did not realise until last night, quite a large hole in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I made myself some toast late last night and really ponged. You know when you really push the button down?
Yes.
To get it to fly up.
Right,
and then
yes.
Catch it in midair.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Done that?
Yeah,
why not?
So I'm sure I have at some point, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so you really launch the button up.
You pull the button up so that the thing shoots out. Yeah,
yeah,
got
you
it,
press
yeah.
the cancel thing and you really throw your thing up.
Yeah.
Toast up, try and get your plate on underneath.
Yeah.
Bit of fun.
Right.
Missed it.
Right.
Went down the back.
Yes, okay.
toast
yeah, yeah.
Is in, so the toast is down that hole.
Down that hole, right.
Oh, fuck. What am I going to do now? But then I made a note to myself on the day that the countertop people are coming.
Take the toast
out of
the hole.
There is a piece of toast down the back of the dishwasher. And hopefully I'll try and style it out. And as they take the MDF off, I'll go, oh. Just grab that, and then
I think what you have to do there is go. The other day, a bit of toast fell down, and I haven't been able to reach it. So this will be helpful rather than just going, "Excuse me," taking some toast out of the wall okay, and then leaving the room. Okay, mine is that I'm very quick, very simple. I've started taking proper like multivitamins. Which I've always had, not always, but for the last few years, I've been taking a multivitamin because someone recommended it at a wake to me.
Okay.
And we were at this my friend's house and my friend's sister's house, and she had these. She was like, "Try these," and they were these like gummies. They're called Alive with an exclamation mark from Holland and Barrett, and they are on that kind of like
Alive
buy one, get...
at the end or Alive instead of the I or anything kooky.
No,
or...
just Alive with the exclamation mark.
At a wake, imagine.
Yeah, at a wake. Oh my god, I didn't even think of that. That's very funny. But they're delicious gummies, and you have two, and then. My friend put me in touch with a nutritionist who gave me a free chat, and she told me all the things I should get that would, because apparently like one multivitamin is not enough, you've got to get other stuff. So I got other stuff. I've been doing it for maybe 6-7 months. No, what we started in January. Yeah, 7 months. And I feel exactly the same, but I do feel better in my heart. I don't know.
Oh.
But, you know, like, because I just feel like in the morning, it's such a nice thing to do psychologically to wake up and then take all your vitamins, because you're like, and now I sort of feel like I've done all the healthy things.
Well, that's nice. It's also a bit of like, I'm up, I've committed to the day.
Yes.
I've had my vitamins, and why not carry on with that level of...
Yes, and do I often? Often not. Also as well, like, you've got to take water with them, so you're drinking water as well there, which I would never
Amen.
Do anyway. And it's so much easier than even things like a hot lemon and a hot water, which is always just like, well, I've got the lemon and now I've taken one thing, and I've got to put the lemon back and now the lemon's gone off, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Now I've got an off lemon.
I've got an off lemon. let's continue.
And it's that story that you told at the hairdressers.
And that story I told at the hairdressers, right. So earlier today, I asked my lovely Instagram friends and foes to give us some suggestions,
please.
Some tips. We'll be peppering this with the tips. There's been some very specific ones. There's been some just really, really great ones. So when I asked for some tips, what's very funny is that I got the the spectrum is what a lot of people are just going, just don't go.
Right.
Like, okay.
Right. Okay. Good. And
through to one of my, this is my favourite tip because it's so specific. This is from Alice. Hello, Alice. If they offer you a drink, get a black coffee because it stays hot longer than if milk is added. That's my favourite. No, it's so good. I think it's so good. This is a good one. Don't make friends with a stylist. So this is all that Juana said. However,
what, no more? That's it.
No,
Juan is gone.
But I do understand what Juan means because I've been in situations where I have been to a particular hairdresser. I've like tried loads of different hairdressers because getting your hair cut and getting your hair bleached is a good colorist is two separate things. I get my hair cut at one place and colored somewhere else. I have tried to get it colored at a place where I was regularly going to get it cut, and sort of made friends with the guy, with the owner, who's like really fun and really cool. But when they did the colouring job, it was really bad.
Mm.
And it was really far away from my house as well. And it was like a nightmare. He did it really quickly and it like had chunky bits. And I kind of left with roots and was like, well, hang on, I've just paid to get my roots done. Why have I got roots? And then, of course, the next time I go somewhere, or I haven't been for like, you know, now to get my hair coloured there for years, but I do get it cut sometimes there, not all the time, because I've now started going to Chop Chop, of course. But he knows that I've, because he knows me and we have this, and so then you suddenly feel like it's personal and you've like, you sort of dumped them as a friend. Because when you sit there for hours with somebody, you sort of create a bit of a relationship and then you're like, oh no, I've got in too deep. So you can't get in, basically, you've got to keep it light. You can't get in too deep with the stylist or start to feel like they're your friend, because at one point you might have to let them down.
Amen. And I think so often we see somebody will talk in, you know, a famous person in the back of a magazine, or somebody will say, I couldn't live without, you know, Jeremy, my stylist. Mm-hmm. He's my godsend and we have such a laugh, and he's my best friend.
Yes.
You know.
And Jeremy fucks your hair up and you're like, oh my God.
Well, exactly. So like, therefore you always get in your head of being like, okay, I've got to look for this fantastic stylist best friend.
Yes, yes.
So when you find a good chatty hairdresser, you're like, oh great, you'll be it. And then you see their work and you're like, oh no. But I did the friend thing too quickly.
Yes.
So it's park the brakes on the be like, I couldn't live without them. And be like, we're committing to their work.
It's a professional working business relationship.
It's a business relationship. And if they're chatty and fun, God bless, thank you. You
yes.
know? I would say that for almost anything you get into
friendships.
Relationships. A friendship. Well, anything that is transactional.
Just burped right into the microphone. Sorry. Go on, continue.
You should have friendships and just retched into the
friendships,
microphone.
Friendships.
Anything that is transactional, if they're fun, bonus. But if you let them be, the fun is the main thing, then you're like, what are we doing?
Yes. And also, you are paying them. And right up front, you do have to tip. That is something that I didn't realise for years. Fair play. I was very poor and I probably couldn't have tipped even if I wanted to.
I think it's that it's so much, isn't it?
It's
that
so much.
Then you get there. Because in your head, you're like, okay, it'll be this much. Then I've got, I'll pay £20. And then when they get there, they're like, and it's this and this and this. And so that's £250. And you're like, what?
I'm dying.
You know, and so then
you don't want to tip.
You'd already calculated the tip into what you thought the price was.
Yeah.
And then that's now so much more than that. You're like, okay, thank you ever so much. Goodbye.
Yes. And it is, it's sort of, you know, you're looking at sort of 10 to 15% is the normal tip thing for a hairdresser.
Mm.
But like, yeah, of course, in your head, what happens is you calculate it. But then often what sometimes they do is they will like upsell stuff by just putting it on your head and going like, Olaplex, and you go, yeah, if that's, you know, what why not, without realizing that, I don't know, Olaplex or however you pronounce it is something that they add to if you get your hair bleached that you don't need to have, like, and they'll make it sound like you need to have it. So you go, well, why? Like, it's almost like they're going, shampoo? And you're like, well, obviously yes, but it's not. So you have to don't be frightened to go like, what's that? Oh, is that an extra charge?
Yeah,
because
just casually,
just like so casually, because also as well, it's they make you, and it's not a manipulative thing. They do it because you're going to be with them for a long time, and they're also like, it's all about sort of hairdresser bedside manner almost. You know, they chat and they make you feel comfortable, but in doing that, it can feel then awkward to discuss professional things like, is that an extra charge? Because you forget that they're giving you a service that you are paying for, and the amount of times I've spoken to, especially boys, but also like me and just people in general, where I've definitely gone in, had a haircut, hated it so much, walked out, cried, and then my mum has gone, you have to go back in. That's a terrible haircut. Gone back in and gone, I can't go out without you. This is when I was like in my 20s. Can you come with me? And then just so you're there, so when I say it, I don't feel embarrassed. And then I go, would you mind, actually, so sorry, I know I left earlier, but like, would you mind tidying this bit up and this bit up? Because I just, is that okay? And they're always absolutely fine. I'm always amazed by how not angry hairdressers are when you go, actually, would you mind doing that a bit more? However, the other day when I got my hair cut, I asked for a fringe. He did a very sort of, you know, a very normal sort of like Bardot-y fringe. And then I said, can I have a heavier fringe? And he went, why? And I said, because I sort of would like it. And then he was like, okay. And then I think my asshole went into my body. I was like, so tense. And when he was cutting it, I had to close my eyes because I was like, have I just asked for something wild? And when I open my eyes, I'm going to look like I'm wearing, a visor or something.
And did it look nice?
It's just a heavier fringe, literally what I asked for, and it's fine. But that's the first time I've kind of experienced maybe, not even rude, just like, oh, why? You know, and you're like, what do you mean, why? Well, and then you panic. And I think that's what happens is with a lot of barbers and stuff, they'll go like, well, one of the big tips here, which I thought was very helpful, don't do what I did, ask for 2 inches off without knowing what that means. You if you're not specific at the start, because you're like, oh, I don't know, just like whatever
you'll
you think.
You'll know, you know.
Yeah.
They don't know. Like, it's your hair and your body and your face that you have to look at every day.
Yes. And if you're not specific, you're going to lead yourself into the situation of being, of not liking it, of being boiling hot and wanting to ask for more off, or asking them, like, can you do more of this? And them going, what? Like, you get, so you, it's up to you to tell them.
Also, I think, like, we have it in our head that, like, when you meet a professional in any capacity, but particularly with, like, making something look lovely, whether that's, like, clothing or makeup or hair
interiors,
that you'll meet this person who will magically be like, for you, have you tried one streak of red just there? And lower on that side than that side.
I'm into it.
Right? And you're like, okay. Yeah. And you have this idea that, like, they'll spin you around at the end and you'll be a totally transformed person. And I'm sure that person exists, but they probably cost £1,000 an hour, because what an unbelievable talent that is to know everybody's different face, hair colour, eye colour, everything with different shapes, big hearts,
also
big hearts,
what they
small
want,
hearts. And
know.
Then to be like, this for you? This,
yeah,
you know, but it's really all they can do is you give them the instruction and they say, and here I have delivered the thing that you have asked for.
Yes, I always think about how you got your, because Tessa got her, like, years and years and years ago, got like a hair and makeup person for a shoot, and they did your hair, like, big blowout, mm-hmm. and it looked incredible, but it also, you've never done that in with your own hair.
Mm.
So as well, not only they could think of the most incredible thing to do with your face shape, with your eyes,
yes, everything, yes, yes.
But they also have to know your personality and what you do every day, because otherwise they won't get it right. So that's why as well, what I like to do is, and I've only started doing it in the last 2 years, since seeing how bad my partner is at it, number one tip, you have to show a picture, no matter how embarrassing it is.
Mm-hmm. Or who it's of.
Or who it's of. And that's the thing, because I had to show a picture of, essentially it was Billie Eilish, and I'm a 34-year-old woman. Like, that's embarrassing, being like, I want to look like Billie Eilish. Like, I won't. I don't.
That's your dream.
But no, I liked her haircut, and that's
and
fine.
And that's totally fine. But also, it can help so much. I said, I'd like to look like Kate Middleton, please. And they laughed so much at me. And then they're like, what do you mean?
Like, what bit?
And then I, like, found a picture and I was like, just, it's nice, isn't it? And they were like, well, it's been brushed.
Yes.
What you're describing there is a blow dry.
Yes.
And I was like, but it looks so luxurious and big. And they were like, well, yeah, she's got extra bits in there. So there's more hair and it's been curled. Do you see that? And it just, like, looks healthy and well because it's been blow dried. That's how you get this volume in it. So, and I was like, oh, right.
But then that's helpful for
it's
you.
It's so helpful, you know? And he was like, well, if I'm honest, and I've only just met you, but it feels like this will never happen for you because you're wearing two different shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was wearing two different shoes.
Good for him, actually.
They were both Converse. And I thought I could get away with it.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And they were two different, slightly different shades of blue. And he was like, if I may, you feel like you're fairly low maintenance and you sort of just go out with your day and you sort of, and he's like, do you blow or dry your hair? And I was like, not really, it's quite fine. So I just, like, let it dry.
Yeah, you air dry it. Well, you've always got wet hair whenever you see hair. You. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, every single time.
Exactly, I've always got wet hair. And he was like, well, that's why, okay? Yeah. You're never going to take an hour every morning to do this, so there's no point attempting it. Like, what you're looking at there is not me with the scissors. That's every single morning a professional does that.
Yeah, what you want is what I want, and what I asked for you the other day, and it really worked. I said, like, oh, this sort of style, but I was like, see how she's, like, curled the front of it. I'm not going to curl anything because I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
I just really want a hairstyle that when I wake up, I can brush it and it looks fine. And I was like, sort of like, you know, layers, choppy layers, a fringe, cut in. And he was like, okay. And so I really described it. And then he was like, okay, I need to see a picture, because they basically always ask for a picture, because what I'm describing, he's got it in his head, but it might not be what I'm thinking. So, like, that's, and I think that's...
And now we've all got Google, you know, it's so
it's
easy.
It's so easy. But what's fascinating is when I told my partner that, he was like, no, I'm not going to show him a picture. And it was like, but why? And he couldn't really tell me why. And I think it's just because I think guys don't show pictures to barbers. It's like a weird thing to do. But it was like, You don't have to show a picture of a celebrity and go, I want to look like Tom Cruise.
You could take a picture of yourself.
I thought I looked nice here. And then he was like, oh, it's too much. And because the whole idea of it is so stressful, just any element of it, he was like, oh, it's too much, I know. And then he came back and he looked like a bee Thor. So
they look so angry as well.
Yeah, angry, sad, sweaty, upset, embarrassed. But then, so what I'm doing, he just hates talking about it. He'll hate that I'm talking about it as well, because he's just like, any conversation about it, he just can't stand. But what I've done is there was a period of time when he liked his hair and I thought, great. So I just took a picture apropos of something else. Now I've got it. And so next time he goes in, I'm just going to go show them that. And he'll go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's of me. I'm not showing them a picture of like Machine Gun Kelly or something.
Yeah.
Like, I want to look like some kind of young rap star who's going out with Megan the Fox. No, that's very much Megan the Stallion, Megan Fox. But anyway, whatever.
Yeah. Like, I think both of them on either side, it comes down to this like a fear of vanity.
Yes.
So it's either this like, oh, whatever you think.
Yes, which you
whatever
can't
you
do.
Think, brackets, make me look like a princess.
Yes, you've got an idea in your head. But
and
you don't
then
him
be like, oh, whatever, you just cut it. A haircut should just be practical and
yes,
you know, and
not styled. And
it
not,
should be the sort of Soviet Union, like, how dare you take interest in yourself,
yes.
You know, and you do whatever. It's like, why not? You have to look at yourself every day.
Yes.
Why not try and be the nicest you can
yes,
be?
Yes, and doing this small thing now will mean in the long run, you'll feel so much better rather than looking in the mirror every day and hate.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The other thing is what I found very helpful. Vigorously poke ears to ensure that there's no earwax visible. Which I think it's very funny. When you leave being like, oh my God. Or like, oh, I had something in my teeth. Or,
oh my God. Well, some of the Turkish barbers, they light your ears on fire. And
yeah.
Your nose.
Yeah, probably check that it's not one of them. I also find always the mirrors, I think that's also part of it. You have to stare at yourself for ages. Mm. And the mirrors are very unflattering. And that's another reason that people don't want to go and I don't want to go. So quite often, in Edinburgh, when I got my hair for the first time dyed blonde, I went to a place in Edinburgh and I was so hungover. I was actually like, on the way, I was like, I think I can't go. I think I'm going to throw up all over them, but I didn't. I managed to like hold it. But I looked like, I had to look at myself hungover with no makeup on for 5-6 hours.
No makeup and the hair slicked back to your head.
It was,
so like
I looked like
egg.
A thumb egg, like one of naked mole rats. It was actually genuinely upsetting. When I left, I was like, I think I have to get a facelift now. There's that, you just don't want to look at yourself. But there's also like, they need to, like the man with the you've got two different shoes on, they need to get a sense of you as well. So if you go dressed like you normally, like wear the makeup that you normally wear, if you're always really dressed, like, go dress like you are, because then that will also help them to kind of get a picture
of you.
Yes,
I suppose if your aim is you on a good day, go in the rest of you, show up as you on a good day, you know, and be like, this is the level of regular care I'm capable of.
Absolutely.
You know?
Check for nits beforehand.
Sure, check for nits.
Just some more tips that I'm just reading out. Really great tip here. So I've lied before and said I've got a sore throat and need to rest my voice to avoid the annoying chatting.
Gorgeous.
That's really good. And another thing is that if you feel bad lying, get your laptop out and just start doing some work. That's what I've done before as well. Very helpful.
Yeah. You know?
Producer Ben is looking at me like I've just said, just piss yourself and sit in it, and then they won't talk to you.
Okay, we're being informed.
Producer Ben
that at the gentleman's barber, it's so fast, there'll be no time for a laptop. So imagine that. Here we are having to explain to you how you could lie your way out of a chat.
You don't need that then, because you can manage chatting for 20 minutes. That's
also, we're hearing some anxiety vis-a-vis the robe, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I find the robe very anxiety-making because I never know if it's front arms, in. And increasingly these days they've become put it on like a coat and they know to say that nice and quickly. But they're holding out like I should put in a coat, and then I've put my arms straight into it like it's a a doctor's, thing, and a sort of Dr. Frankenstein, And then they're like, no, now you're hugging me.
Yes.
You need to take your arms out, and we start. And I'm like, oh God. And then I sit with that shame for the duration. And they're also like, oh, take your bags. And I've always got too many bags. And then I'm like, oh, sorry, I do actually need that one with me. And oh God. So a little moment of preparation outside, then be like, be ready for the coat anxiety or the robe anxiety, not to panic. They'll tell you how to put it on.
Yes.
And then we're hearing that some gentlemen feel that you have to put all your hands under the robe.
And just keep them there.
And keep your hands on your lap for the duration.
You don't have to at all.
I think it is okay if those hands come out. That's absolutely
I'm always
fine.
On my phone when I'm on the hairdressers.
Your robes don't have sleeves.
So we're just getting some more information here.
This is live, coming in live. They don't have sleeves.
We've just had some more news hot news from producer Ben.
Fresh from the barbers.
Saying that his robes have never had sleeves. And also you can't really do anything because you can't look down. Because, again, men's haircuts are so fast. You constantly have to move your head all the time. What I'm finding is obviously haircuts for longer hair. There's a lot more waiting
especially
around.
Especially if they're putting the foil wraps on and then they're like, I'll come back in an hour and a half.
Dye jobs, obviously.
And then you're just sat there, obviously. So it sounds like the Rapid Barber is an extreme experience.
Yes.
There's no need to be, there's certainly no magazines.
No.
No way. They're lighting you on fire. And it sounds like if you move in any way, somebody smacks you on the chin. Smacks you on the chin. I said,
I think producer Ben's getting his haircut at like my auntie's house.
What? Maybe this is where they're all going.
Yeah.
And no wonder it's very stressful. And no wonder the shadow is like, you can't give a picture to this man if he smacks you in the chin for,
That
this isn't really a space. It sounds like this is a man's space. And
there is an element.
You do as you're told.
There
you
is an element of that, which I think is there's a lot more aggression in male barbers where it's like, come on, do this. Whereas and I'm talking about, just cis men barbers rather than, obviously don't want to gender it too much, but it's still quite a gendered industry, isn't it? So I think, you've got to kind of go in with... You still have to go in with a picture, and you also have to just kind of act despite whatever energy they're giving off.
Mm.
So you're like, well...
Hold the line, lads.
Hold the line, yes.
Stay confident. Stay committed. Believe in yourself. Don't just let them say, because you are giving them £7.
Yeah.
And you deserve to get £7 worth of exactly what you wanted, not just for them to... it's very easy when you're paying for a service to be like, oh, no worries. But it's like, listen, I've paid for it and this is what I would like, please.
Yes.
So don't just do what you think is easiest and quickest and then I'm out of here.
Yes. And also, finally,
be brave.
So many people on my Instagram are saying things like, we'll only go when it's got so untenable a family of starlings have moved in, or just wait until the last minute until you can't. It's like, no, you actually, because then you're going in with the wrong energy. You've just got to, after you've had your haircut, then you're like, I'll probably need another one in 3 months' time. Just book it then. So whatever happens, it's coming up. So you're not going being like, oh, whatever, because you've got the whole experience. It's obviously very hard for a lot of people. You've got to go in and maybe have a fun thing to do afterwards alone if you're worried that your hair's going to look bad. But you buy yourself a treat afterwards. You say yes to when they're like, Prosecco? You're like, yes, please. Or you have a kind of nice thing to do after as like a reward for it. You just do everything you can to make the experience as least stressful as possible, because all it is just your hair. It's not a big deal. But if you're vague, they will do something mad.
Not mad. They'll just do whatever they fancy because
look mad.
Sure, because to them, this is their seventh thing of the day, and they'll never think about it again.
Yeah, and other people are going specific, and you're not. So
you're
going to
be telling
this
story about this bad haircut for the next 10 years of your life.
Whereas
they have literally forgotten you the moment you walk out the door. So do remember that. Sometimes you can't, even to the very smart places. You can always call and ask for cancellations.
Oh,
things
great.
That are happening
well,
today.
A good tip.
Yes. Yeah, so that's to say, you doesn't always have to be this people, because often I am always surprised, you being like, oh, my hairdresser's appointment. I'm like, I've never made an appointment in my entire life.
Great.
Of course, because I can't think about the future. But also, it's not a brilliant attitude, but it is this, I do wait till it's a full family of starlings until I'm like, and now I would like someone to wash me. I would like to go.
I take it.
And it's like, it's going to be pouring with rain. I've got nothing on.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll find, today my thing will be, I'll find the hairdressers. I do think, and I obviously speak from a position of privilege of not having a job in the day or occasionally finding myself free in the daytime and therefore able to say, are there any cancellations?
Yes.
Do you have this? Can I just come in? And often people are like, yeah, all right.
That's
why
great.
Not? We'll fit you in. We can do this. And so therefore, then I'm like, oh, this is, almost treat it like a spa bit of being like, and now someone's going to wash me and
my whole body.
Wash my whole body, please. And the shampooing bit is nice, and the bit where they do the head massage is pleasant. And except when you have to put your head backwards onto the sink, and then you feel physically sick.
Yeah, the bit and it digs into your neck, and then you feel like you can't move.
And then they always say, like, is that comfortable? And you're like, no, I'm going to die here.
Yeah, obviously it's not. Have you tried this, mate? You haven't.
So I think, and similarly, it's only recently that I've now tried being like, I'm going to put my knees up if that's okay. And they're like, do whatever you need.
Interesting.
You know, so like I try it.
Legs akimbo.
Legs in the air. No, because otherwise it is like being like, they're like, are you fine? You're like, yes. And you're like, I'm not. I'm simply not. My head's going to fall off.
Oh, look, it's always going to be a bit weird. But look, there are some things you can do. Hopefully that's helped some people. Thank you so much for your tips. And do email us, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com, if you have any more episode suggestions. Sign up to the Patreon, patreon.com/nobodypanic, for some more fun stuff, for the ongoing leather jacket saga, which has been going for a while and is still going and is a lot of fun, and discounts for shows and stuff. And we'll see you next week. Go get your hair cut.
Go get your hair cut. And if you're thinking, I ain't never had one good one in my life, this one. It's going to be this one.
It's going to be
so nice.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.